innercitygeeks.net.
Welcome to the Inner City Geeks podcast. It's Steve here, and this is episode 261. And joining me today, I got Brian.
Hey, what's up?
And I got Renee.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yeah, we got the full house again. It's been a little bit since we had a bunch of all three of us at the same time. So Brian, what's good, dude?
Kind of tired. I've been out of it the last couple of days.
Nice.
But since last week, I have finished Daredevil again.
Okay.
And then through your recommendation, I watched American Horror Stories.
Nice. How do you like that? And
I thought it was dope. Some were kind of...
very weird. Very weird and different, yes.
Like, Santa Machete was fun but stupid.
Yeah, but also the reason it was so stupid is because you can tell that those dudes were all it's like a typical slasher flick. Like, those dudes are going to get it no matter what, because they are the complete douchebaggeries that nobody likes.
It kind of had a what was the movie that got remade like 80 fucking times? Was it a Black Friday?
Yeah,
yeah. It had one of like it had that kind of vibe, where instead of it being like a bunch of like, you know, fraternity chicks getting killed,
mm-hmm.
or sorority chicks, it was like, oh, it's just these stupid fucking bros.
Yeah.
That you just really hope something bad would happen to them. And yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a movie or a series?
It's a American series. Horror Stories. It's an anthology series from the people that did Based American Horror the, Story.
Yeah, it's a spinoff.
Okay. Where is it?
It's on Hulu right now.
All right. Is it like already done, or what's the deal?
I think this last week was the last episode.
How many episodes?
Yeah, I think you're right. So it's 7 episodes.
Okay.
7 episodes right now. I don't know if there's an 8. I thought IMDb said 8.
It's a possibility.
But I mean, it's totally worth it, especially the first 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're really good.
And then aside from Horror Story, I'm caught up on Titans.
Nice.
Fucking, oh my god, man. Fuck. I'm not going to spoil it to those that haven't watched it yet, but Titans, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And you could actually see that they have, like, better budget now that they're HBO.
Right. But you would think because technically it was always a Warner Brothers thing, so
right. But
it's not really much of a difference.
But now they have that HBO Warner Brothers money.
Yeah.
And then aside from that, that's it on shows. But like, oh yeah, no, we finished. Megan and I finished Superstore.
Nice, very nice.
Probably one of the best comedies, underrated comedy series.
Mm-hmm.
Out there, it's worth it, and it closed out really nicely too. It was a great ending, and I like the episode where, like, the beginning of season 6, where it's like they tackle COVID in retail.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, yes, there were a big box store, but I'm, you know, when I had a job, I was like a small mom and pop. It's like, either way, dealing with the retail side of COVID, it really felt like legit. And then
it was very legit, because at the time I was also working retail when all that shit was going on too. And I was working at Walmart when all that shit was going down.
That's right.
Around the same time that they had that episode too. So,
well, you know, it's funny, it's like now whenever I go into a Walmart, I just call it Cloud 9.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It really is.
And then now the newest one that we're watching is although Megan's seen it all except for the final season, but I've never watched the Shang-Chi prequel, known as Kim's Convenience.
Okay.
It's funny. It's a little slow in the beginning, but it's definitely funny. But yeah, it's like it's right. The whole thing of Shang-Chi is like he's not like his father gave him like a couple of years to like live his life or whatever the way he wanted, and then before everything goes on. So it's like, yeah, well, he worked in a car rental place in Toronto.
That makes sense. If it falls into it, it tracks. Yeah.
And then aside from that, I watch a couple of movies. I watched two yesterday.
Okay.
I watched Beckett with John David Washington, or as you refer it to as Little Denzel.
Oh yeah.
Beckett was good. Netflix original. Basically, he's like on vacation in Greece with his girlfriend, and like a bunch of shit happens. And next thing you know, like the government's targeting him because he's like kind of in like a wrong place, wrong time.
Nice.
Yeah. And then something, an older one that I haven't watched ever was The Lincoln Lawyer with McConaughey.
Okay.
That was a good one, too. It's Lincoln Lawyer because he's always in the back of a Lincoln.
Right, yeah.
That's his office.
Which is why he's always in like a bazillion Lincolns when he's in the commercials and shit.
Exactly. And then today I watched a Jason Momoa flick that hit Netflix called Sweet Girl.
Okay.
It was interesting. It was very mindless popcorn with like a little bit of a story.
Okay.
And it's worth checking out.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's about it. I don't think I've watched anything else today.
Okay, that's fair. Renee, what's good, dude?
Chilling. Doing a lot of driving for Uber, which is always fun. And yeah, that's about it. Like I'm still playing Mass Effect 3 from the Mass Effect Legendary Collection. Reading a bunch of stuff on the, you know, like I said before, I was reading the Gonsko stuff, still reading that. I finally got to a point where like I'm reading new books.
Okay.
Right. So it was actually really, really like picking up for me at least. And I had a couple of interesting rides. Some dude tried to Joe Pesci me again in the car, and I was like, what the fuck, dude? So like I picked somebody up and I had to drop them off at a little hotel, right? It was Residence Inn, is that the name?
Yep.
So like they're these little, like, you know, little hotels, and the parking lot like didn't have space for like cars to move around. Like it only had like, you could only really go in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't find a spot to drop this dude off. So I kind of just had to pull up like in front of the door, and there was a car that was like trying to back up, or like there was a car parked like between the door and like he was double parked in front of a parking spot. He's like making a T in front of the parking spot that he's like waiting for. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, does that make sense?
It's kind of like a perpendicular parking.
Yeah, that was the word. Yeah, that I couldn't remember. So he's like in front of the door, perpendicular to the parking spots. And like I stopped on his right side, on his passenger side, and he had no lights on or nothing. He was just like parked. Like I just thought he was parked. So I was dropping this dude off, and it took like a second. Like he got out the car, he didn't have a bag in the trunk, and like I was getting ready to leave, and like while I was doing all that, like the dude parked into the fucking spot, which is a handicapped spot too. I was like, dickhead. And he comes out of the car, right? First off, he's barely like over the height of the car door. So it's like I could see his hat when he came out the car, but that was it. And I was like I was like, you know, checking, because every time I drop somebody off, I check to see how much money I made. And I just like, I give him, you know, because you have to, like, as a driver, you get a different screen than as a rider. So I have to kind of do a couple things. And I wait for them to go inside before I leave, just in case something's up or whatever.
Right.
And while I'm doing this, he gets out the car And he starts walking towards me, and he's like talking to me. So I was like, I rolled it down. I rolled the window down. And he says, yo, like, do you always, you know, do stupid shit like that? And I was like, what do you mean? He was like, do you always, like, get next to people and then try to back up? I was like, yo, my man, like, Smurfette, like, none of your lights were on. Like, I couldn't tell you were backing up, dude. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And he wouldn't let it go. And I was like, bro, like, you really don't want me to get out of my car right now. And I was like, yo, are you serious? I was like, Steve, you know me, man. Like, if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. I'll be like, yo, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not an asshole. Like, if I fuck up, I'll admit it. Like, if you have been backing up, first off, if I had seen the lights on his car, the backup lights or signal, I wouldn't have stopped, like, right next to him. I would have just, waited or, like, just let this dude out, like, right there. Mm-hmm. So I pulled up and he gets all mad, like fucking like hard. And I was like, get the fuck out. And I was laughing, dude. Like, I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, yo, like, for real? And like, he was waiting for somebody, but he wasn't driving Uber or Lyft. Like, he had no signals on his car or anything, like a sticker or nothing. So I was like, he must be the one of those, like, no name, they'll take anybody. Like,
like the livery drivers back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's other apps that will take anybody. Like, they don't even do background checks, and they let people drive. Like, a couple of them are just for college students. And there's a couple that people use in different cities. They're not everywhere, but they're like these little mom and pop ones. Mm-hmm. And they're really not safe, but, like, whatever. It's your problem. And when he's, like, talking to me and popping shit, like, his ride comes out. And I was like, yo, one star that dude, fucking asshole. And I just drove off. But I was like, yeah, dude. I was like, you really don't want me to get out of my car, bro. I was like, really, man? And I was like, dude, like, if you had driven like the way you're supposed to drive, which nobody does here,
yeah,
I wouldn't have been parked next to you, man. But no, he's like catching beef. And I was like, man, like, relax, Murphy. Like, just chill. I was like, I get it. Like, I don't understand the short guy thing. Like, I know what it is. Like, you're short, you want to fucking act tough. But I'm like, dude, like, it happens all the time. And I'm like, yo, like, it's not my fault. Your genetics suck. Chill the fuck out. Like, yeah, relax.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, it's seriously?
The Napoleon syndrome is serious.
Yeah, and like I said, man, if I was wrong, I would have apologized. I'm like, yeah, my bad. I'm sorry. It happens at the airport too when I pull up and people don't look when they open the door, and like I either have to like honk or like, you know, go around really quick because they just open the door and they get mad at me and I'm like, you're the one that didn't look. I was like, yeah, but yeah, it's just a lot. I've just been doing a lot of driving, a lot of reading, a lot of Mass Effect. That's about it. Can't really. I've been avoiding getting sick, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And it was weird. Like, I haven't, like, last week was great driving, right? Because I haven't been on a couple weeks. Last week was really cool driving. And I was telling Steve this morning, like, this week, really bad driving. Like, it was just like, last week was awesome. This week sucked. I was like, ugh. So we're going to be driving all weekend, too, to make up for it.
Yeah. You win some and you lose some, is what they say, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, other than that, everything's good. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
I did. Sorry. I did see a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. There's one that I actually really, really want to talk about. And I keep forgetting every time I record. If you have cable TV and you have Vice, I highly recommend downloading the Vice app. Vice is a really really cool channel for documentaries and for like alternate news. Mm-hmm. Like they kind of replaced Al Jazeera for me, because like at one point when I had cable back in the day, I had Al Jazeera and they were like a really like cool different way to see news, and then Vice kind of took over when Al Jazeera here kind of went bankrupt. So they have, you know we watch Dark Side of the Ring, and that shit is awesome. Like all those episodes, like Dark Side of the Ring is awesome. Even if you're not into wrestling, like they're just great documentaries.
Yeah, it's cool to get people into wrestling as well.
Yeah, yeah, and especially it's like classic wrestling. So it was like, mm-hmm. Everybody says this, but like, yeah, it's when wrestling was kind of like still good. So like hearing the behind the scenes shit that happened is really interesting. It's really, really well done. It's really like a classy kind of production value. And that goes on to everything that Vice does. Like, the Vice News used to be on HBO. I think it's on Showtime now. And it's on the Vice app. But they have a whole new series of documentaries about like different things about like American life. And there's one on Jehovah Witnesses. And it's like a 2 hour. Yeah, dude. Yeah, exactly. For us. Like, we in the Bronx in New York City. With the fucking Jehovah's Witnesses. Yeah, everywhere in New York. And we know a lot of people are into it, into that religion. And it's a cult. It's just as bad as like Mormons and Scientology. And really quick, which is something I love to point out because I think he's very overrated. Prince was a Jehovah's Witness. Which I think people should know. Anyway, Vice does a really cool like documentary about like the cult aspects of Jehovah's Witnesses. And it like it starts from the beginning up until now, and it has a lot to do with like they have a list. There's a literal list of Jehovah's Witnesses that are child molesters. It's a physical list that the religion has because they had this like weird thing back in the 80s where they were like, you know, they had to change a rule in their religion that said they're like, there's a rule in the religion based on a line in the Bible that if any crime to be a crime, it has to be witnessed by two people. So like child molesting and stuff like that is kind of hard to prove because it's only one witness. And this is something that they actually fucking believe. So in the 80s, in the early 80s, or I think it was the late 90s, they had to like revise it. And they had this like thing that like if you had been molested as a child or assaulted as a child and you know this person, like send the name in, blah, blah, blah. And like they have this huge like database of names. At Jehovah's Witnesses like HQ, and it's like the secret private document that the religion has never shared, and they're being sued up the ass about it. And that's basically like what the documentary is about. And it uses that as a way to explore how Jehovah's Witnesses see homosexuality and LGBTQ plus minus life, and like the way they react to it. And it's fucked up, dude. Like it talks about how they don't allow like certain. They don't allow blood transfusions or anything kind of doing blood work, which is one thing I did know. I didn't know about the child molesting thing, but I do know that a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses are like really, really sexually repressed. The way they look at gays is really fucked up too. So it was a really interesting, really eye-opening thing because I knew about certain aspects of Jehovah's Witnesses, more about like the fact about their beliefs on who and how you get to go to heaven, which I think are fucking...
They're nuts.
Yeah, they're insane. So, like, that was, like, the main thing I always used to kind of lock on. But, like, this documentary kind of shows a whole other light of bad shit that they're into. And it was just, like, really, like, shocking. It's a really good documentary. Okay. I forgot to write down the name of it. But if you go into the app, which is available on, like, everything, I have it on my Roku TV, I have it on... the Amazon stuff too. I forgot what it's called, but like you'll see it on like the main page. It's like a Jehovah's Witness something something, and it's like a series of documentaries too. Like it's they're all about different things that happen. I think one is about Stonewall in New York and gay rights, and I forgot what the other two are for or about. And I started watching the Woodstock documentary. Yeah, this is something I want to talk to you guys about because I saw half of it and I was just like, wow, I get it, but what the fuck? Did you guys see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it? I thought you guys had seen it.
No, I haven't watched it yet. And I got to thinking about it because it came out a little while after they did the whole Lollapalooza thing.
Yeah. No, it came out before. It was like a couple weeks before. But did you guys see any of the Woodstock 99 stuff?
Yeah.
Like when it happened? Like, did you see it?
Yeah. I remember when it happened.
Okay. So,
the documentary you're talking about is Crusaders, the one, the Jehovah's Witness ones.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I hate trying to look shit up on a laptop because the internet just fucking explodes on my computer and I can't do shit. Crusaders, yeah, it's part of a series. It's really, really good. And like I said, the Vice app alone is worth checking out. I think even if you don't have it, they have a free trial for like a week. So definitely check it out. Vice TV app. All right, and just Vice TV in general. So I'm watching the Woodstock documentary, right? And I'm in my 40s. I was like 23, 24 in 99. Mm-hmm. And one of the main things, and they talk about the shit for like 10 minutes, right? Do you remember that there was rappers there? Like, I totally forgot. I remember DMX, but I didn't realize that there were more rap acts. But do you guys remember the DMX set, right?
Yeah.
Every lyric the guy has the N-word in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when he's doing his set, he's doing sing-alongs with the crowd. Right? So there's like a million mostly white dudes like saying it back to DMX. But am I an asshole for thinking that's not offensive? Seriously, because it's like he's singing along. Offensive. He's singing along. He's putting the mic out to the crowd. And, like, I mean, I really struggle.
He apparently doesn't really care because it's in his song. And he doesn't
like,
really...
yeah, I was struggling with it. I was like, yo, like, because you can see the crowd's white. It's not a black crowd. Like, I mean, there's black and brown people in the crowd, but, like, it is a sea of white people, right?
That's mm-hmm. great.
And I'm like, and then it reminded me about a lot of stuff, right? Like, I listen to a lot of hip-hop. And, like, does the end rule when you're singing along things still count? Like, because they were, like, offended, dude. Like, they were angry at it. And I was like, wow. Like, I mean, that shit was, first off, it was a long time ago. It's a really different time. The words naive and like innocent don't apply because these are adult white people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I can't say it that way, but it's like at the same time.
You can't go off of the whole ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, and it's like it's like there's a lot of fucked up shit that happened at the event, and I remember like people that went there because my ex used to go to school. The girl, my ex at the time was dating. My ex at the time was going to school upstate, so like, where Woodstock wasn't that far. So like, a bunch of her friends went. She wasn't into metal at all, so she didn't go. So, but a bunch of her friends went, and I heard stories for like a year after that shit happened. So like, I know a lot of really fucked up shit happened. So I get it. Like, I mean, people got hurt, people got raped, people got mm-hmm. fucking. I don't even know if people got killed because I didn't finish watching the documentary and I never really looked it up. But like, out of all the shit to fucking harp on, DMX saying the N-word and like using it as a fucking callback, because he literally had him say it back to him as part of the song, and I started laughing after a while because yo, they were like really offended, like,
mm-hmm.
and like DMX was alive when they made the documentary, so I don't know why they didn't fucking ask him about it.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, I mean, come on. I was like, dude, but like, you gotta see it. The documentary is pretty good, and I'm gonna finish watching it. But I just could, am I gonna go to, you know, like, am I not invited to the cookout anymore? Cause like, every now and then, I'll say the N word when I'm singing a song in the car. Like, I mean,
I think you're invited. I think you're invited.
I mean, it's such a slippery slope, but like, I don't think. Rappers would. I don't think any rapper would do that now. Yeah,
they would
like seeing it in the context of today. Yeah, I think it's a little fucked up. But at the same time, like Woodstock, like remember we were around when they were promoting this shit. Mm-hmm. I didn't know there was gonna be hip hop on the show, and at the time I wasn't even into hip hop. So watching these guys and these acts do their thing was really cool because I was like, all right, cool, like. Like, I had never really, like, gotten into them, but, like, I remember getting into DMX after this. Like, and this is when I started really, like, opening my mind to different music. So, yeah, like, I was, like, yeah, it was supposed to be a rock and roll thing. It wasn't supposed to be, like, a hip-hop thing. So, I wasn't surprised that there wasn't that many black people at it. Like, when we used to go to shows as kids in the 90s, like, we would be, like, the only black and brown people at a show. Never bothered us. Like, it's just the way it was. So
that's just what you would see back then.
Yeah, times are really fucking different. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until Woodstock 99, the Tony Hawk games, and then like 10 years later, Rock Band and yeah, Rock Band and Guitar Hero. Before that, like, shows were either for white people or black people. And there was no, like, that's just the way shit was. And it wasn't, like, intentional. It wasn't racist. It was just, that's just the way shit was. I gravitated towards rock and roll because I grew up a different way, but I grew up in the Bronx. So that's just how it was.
Yep.
So, yeah, like, the, but, like, but yeah, like, I'm really curious to hear what you guys think after you see the documentary. It's really good, but at the same time, it's like, a lot of the people that are talking about the shit weren't even around. What's fucking hilarious is, like, Moby's being a dick. Like, he was a dick back then. He's being a dick in the documentary. Oh,
yeah, of course.
But yeah, like, I was just kind of like, I think it's a little weird that, like, there's people talking about the shit that never were. Now, I understand how people who were, like, at Woodstock, like, thought about how the media kind of looked at it later on. Because Woodstock, when it happened, was a really different event than when it's portrayed. It was, there was some crazy shit that happened at Woodstock. The original Woodstock, and it didn't come out for years. Like, even until fucking the last documentary that came out, that was, like, kind of like a really no holds barred look at what really happened at Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it.
I remember one of the bands, one of the hip hop bands or whatever, groups or whatever, the pro was ICP or whatever.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that. Yeah. They mentioned them too. It was ICP, I think the Beastie Boys. Somebody from the West Coast and DMX, but the one I remember seeing is DMX. I remember seeing that because it was like, whoa, like that was really awesome because, like, you could see the whole fucking crowd of people, like, singing along.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, like, when I saw it, I didn't think, oh, they're saying the N-word. No, I just thought they're singing along. Yeah. Like, there's a different energy when you're in a fucking crowd that big singing along. It's like a fucking tidal wave. It's like a wave of, like, emotion and sound. Like, it's weird. It's just like, you get goosebumps, like, when you're there. It's fucking crazy. But yeah, I didn't see it as, like, you know, a bunch of, like, white guys being racist towards the one black guy on stage. I was no, like, they're singing along. I was like, whatever, man. But yeah, like, definitely check it out. It's actually, I'm really curious to see what you guys think.
Okay.
Oh, and man, we've been watching Titans. Fucking Titans season 3. I finally finished Titans season 2. Titans is such a good fucking show, and I really, really hope that people get to see it. They've been fucking plastering ads for it all over Twitter. So, I hope, and Twitter and Instagram, and my YouTube. So I really hope that people do check it out because it's a really, really good show. Season 2 is so fucking good. It got me to, like, root for Wonder Woman character, which is Wonder Girl. Mm-hmm. Or Don Troy and Superboy, who I really could care less about and actually care about them. So, bravo to Titans because it's a really good show. Titans season 3 introduces Red Hood. Their version of Red Hood. It's not a spoiler because it's in the fucking trailers. What was the other thing? Yeah, I've been reading more of the Suicide Squad stuff. It's really good.
Nice.
If you're out there buying the comic books, definitely pick up the Black Series Suicide Squad that has Red Hood as a leader. He gets captured by Waller. I think I mentioned it last time, but it's actually a really, really good comic book.
Okay.
I think that's about it.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it for real. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Thank you, man. Definitely going to check out both those documentaries because I've been wanting to watch the Woodstock one. I completely forgot it was out, so I got to check that out. And now I definitely got to check out that Crusaders one too, so I'm definitely excited to see that shit. As far as for me, like, this last week was an interesting one. Of course, last week we did an early episode, even though it released at the regular time as usual. But I wasn't here on Friday, which is the day that we usually record, and I went actually down to Miami with my bearded villains with the Swampside, and it was for a whole weekend full of bearded fun with pretty much a bunch of chapters from all over the world, pretty much, that came down. And that was fun.
Nice.
That was fun. There were people from, of course, you know, all over Florida. So there was our chapter, Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, a couple people from Pensacola, where we went last year. There were also people from Chicago, from Indiana, from Seattle, from Canada. Some people from Colombia and a few other places overseas and shit. It was It was a rad fucking event. It was really fucking cool.
Nice.
It was good to meet other people that have, you know, the same thought process as you do in a way. It's good. It's good to just be out there and enjoy it. There was a lot of dudes. We were all like jam-packed into the Marriott down there by the airport. It was good. It was good. It was a fun weekend. It was a lot of good Colombian food. Not Colombian, Cuban food. Which was fucking great. We got to go to a brewery over there. They were the Miami dudes were actually promoting the beer that they made. Oh, which nice. Was yeah. I guess it's nice. Not a fan.
Okay.
Main reason is because they made probably the grossest fucking beer I've ever had. But that's my opinion. People loved it. I just thought it was fucking gross. So they made a piña colada sour ale. That is right. Gross.
If it's you're gross. Into sour ale, I'm sure it's good.
Right.
Sours are my least favorite.
Yeah.
And I also really don't like piña colada.
Yeah. It tasted, to me, it tasted like a watered down fucking Four Loko. it was fucking gross to me. I know people there loved it. I had one and I was like, why am I still drinking this?
Four Loko is gross too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, Four Loko is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucked up. It's fucking like horse piss.
Yeah, no, to me, it was gross. There were some dudes that were like, oh my God, some dudes had like fucking like 3 6-packs of it. I'm like, Jesus Christ, dude, that's fucking gross. But then there was also a moment that somebody drank a bunch of them and not going to say who it was, but they got the massive shits and they wound up shitting into their Jordans. It's fucking hilarious. Yeah. Yeah. It was fun. It was a fun experience. Yeah, it was good. There was a lot of good food with this one restaurant or whatever that was literally like a block and a half away. It was really fucking good. It was good, cheap price, very exciting. Got to go to a cigar a place that makes that literally handmade cigars and shit. Even though you can find that over here in Tampa and now in Ybor.
But, yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, like it was my first time actually going to a cigar place, and that was pretty cool.
Did they have a bar too, or just cigars?
That one place was just bars. They had it was just cigars or whatever. And I think they did have like a cigar bar in the back, but it was early in the morning.
Okay.
So I don't think they had like walk in and you can go sit in the back and smoke a cigar type shit.
See, now you know why I hated Tampa when I got here, because Miami's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, it's a totally different feel than Tampa. Totally different feel, but it's not bad. It's Miami is more New York than Tampa is. Tampa is like a watered down New York. It's like living in like Queens if you're living in fucking in
Nah, Tampa. It's like upstate New York.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, like, all right, so from here to Orlando and Daytona is considered like Central Florida or right. Mid Florida, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, it's Central Florida.
So from here north, right?
Mm-hmm.
This part of Florida really feels southern.
Right.
And like country, right?
Yeah.
But when you're in like southern Florida, from like, I guess, Hollywood Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. South, like it feels like you're in New York on the beach, not like Coney Island. I mean, like New York City on the beach, like it's like there's shit going on and you're in a really big city, and then like 5 minutes from you, either east or west, you're at the beach.
Yeah,
and the food there is awesome, and like you said, it's cheap. Every strip mall has a fucking great restaurant,
mm-hmm.
And there's a 95 like goes all the way down, right? So that's all like, everyone from New York is down there. And then like 75 and 70 go all the way up to Chicago. Mm-hmm. So that's why you get all the Midwesterners and like a different vibe here. My mistake was thinking that Tampa was like Miami before I came here. And boy, was I wrong. But like, you know, I got used to it. But it was fucking depressing at first. It was like, oh, I miss Miami. That shit is far.
Yeah. Nah, but it was a cool drive down there. Like I enjoyed the ride, and it felt cool to be down there. One thing, because like there were a lot of people, like the people in New York down there. It's not.
Did
like,
you see anybody you knew every time I was in fucking Miami Beach?
I didn't see anybody. Yeah, no. Like people from New York, I didn't see anybody. I ran into other people that I've met at other meets and stuff, but not as far as like, you know, New Yorkers and stuff. But it was cool. It was cool. It was a really cool place. The first night we went to a brewery. The second day we went to this Blue Lagoon area or whatever thing. That was like about 45 minutes away from where we stood. And that was pretty dope because it was pretty much a private event, and we pretty much took over the entire venue or whatever. And it was beautiful. It was a really nice place. Beautiful. It was one of those things where you're just like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. Like, I wasn't expecting to be in a place like this the entire time. It was really cool, really, really nice. Also, like, being that it was a private event, they did have, you know, like, vendors there. So they had, you know, food vendors and other shirt vendors and stuff and t-shirts and shit like that. But they also had THC vendors there, which was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. Even though they did say that, I was like, there's not going to be anything like that. But yeah, there were people smoking there the entire time, especially since a bunch of us took the bus over there. They were like, fuck it. Everybody just got high by the lagoon. And it was pretty fucking cool. It was nice. It was a very nice event. Very, very dope. I had a real fun time. And as far as I know of, nobody got sick out there. It's fucking fantastic. So it was a very worthwhile event. So I'm excited for it. I still think about it. I'm like, oh, it was great. Like last week at this time, I was in a bar, and it was a fun time, a real fun time. I'm glad I went, and I'm excited to see more things to come from the Bearded Villains and see what else comes out of it. So
nice,
it's gonna be cool. Yeah, I'm glad, it's very cool.
As I told you, I'm glad you had fun.
Thank you. Yeah, it was good. It was fun. It was a great way to get away from the norm.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, yeah. And I enjoyed it. It was cool.
I've only been to Miami once when I was when I got married. That's when I did the honeymoon. And I, aside from the humidity, which I wasn't used to, I had a great time. It was such a, it's like, I don't know, just pleasant, I guess would be the word.
Yeah. Yeah, because there aren't many assholes out there. At least I didn't really run into many assholes out there. I didn't run into any assholes because everybody was pretty cool. Everybody's nice. And it was pretty much everybody that was going to the event that was there that we actually interacted with. But outside of it, everybody was still cool. Like, there were no real assholes to be found, to my knowledge. I didn't see any, at least. Hell yeah. It was great. I had a real fun time, and I want to go back. I want to go back and visit it and actually, you know, venture out from where we were and, you know, possibly go down to the beach and shit like that. So be cool. I'm excited for it. I like it. I like Miami. Yeah, fun times. And before we get into the geek shit, this week we got the sad news that one of the greatest martial artists of all time, pretty much. He's done a bazillion fucking movies. Like I looked earlier on IMDb, he's done like 212 different things as far as acting wise. And the person I'm talking about is Sonny Chiba. Most people have seen a bazillion of his movies, but one of the most notable ones is Kill Bill. He was in Kill Bill for a quick minute. And it's sad to see him pass because he's done a bunch of things, and a lot of shit that he did was actually really fucking good. So I figured, before we get into the geek shit, we do Chiba or No Chiba, which is basically movies that are from Sunny Chiba or not from Sunny Chiba. So I'm going to go by titles, and you would tell me if it is a Sunny Chiba movie or if it's not a Sunny Chiba movie. Sound good? Brian?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not Brian, but yeah.
Brian, you in? You good? Did you mute yourself, Brian?
No, sorry, my Wi-Fi kicked out.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I thought I was talking to myself here. I love
the Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Your Wi-Fi is kind of like my Wi-Fi was a couple years ago.
Which, for those listening, that's back when we tried to do the reunion show. And it's like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, Steve, what's going on? And like, got nothing. So like, it's like, oh,
great, my Wi-Fi great, was dude. Like, my wife was like, ah, no, suck a dick. Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how my Wi-Fi is here. And who knows what's going to happen? Cause, we actually got like a hurricane watch
for the first time in 10 years.
So
that's exciting.
I had to like put my, I had to like put everything like locked down outside. Yeah. That's gonna be fun.
That's good. It is. All right. So did you hear the basic Chiba, gist of the game?
Chiba or No Chiba.
Chiba or No Chiba, yeah. So we're just guessing if it is a Sunny Chiba movie or if it is not a Sunny Chiba movie. So are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So the first one I'm going to say is Robot Detective. Is that a Sunny Chiba thing or is not a Sunny Chiba thing?
I'm going to say no.
Renee, what do you say?
No.
Okay. It is actually a Sunny Chiba. It was actually a TV show, and he was on a couple of the episodes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So the next one. Let's see. Let's go with Wolf Guy. Yes, that is an actual title for Wolf Guy. Renee, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Brian?
I'm going to say no.
Hey, Renee, you are right. It is a Sunny Chiba movie. Came out in 1975.
Yes. Yay.
Ding, ding, ding. The next one I'm going to say is this movie. It's called Shaolin Martial Arts. What do you think, Brian?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Renee, what do you say?
No.
Yes, that is correct, Renee. That is a no. It is not even a real movie. I just made up a title. Yeah. That's definitely not. It's not real.
You made up a title, but you still have more originality than most of Hollywood.
Pretty much. The next one is going to be Bullet Train. Bullet Train. Renee.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that is. Yeah. I was gonna say Brian, but I just gave it up. Yeah, yeah. It came out 1975. Bullet Train came out 1975. So the next one is going to be An Eye for an Eye. Brian, what do you think? An Eye for an Eye.
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay, Renee.
Yes.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you make that one up too, Steve?
Yeah, I did make that one up as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, no, that didn't happen. The next one, we're going to go with Hunter in the Dark. Hunter in the Dark. So, Renee, what do you think?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Brian?
I'll agree.
Yes, yes, that is a Sonny Chiba movie from 1979. Yes, 1979. So, let's go with another one that I thought this should be an interesting one. I'm going to go with Samurai Insurrection. Reincarnation. I'm sorry. Samurai Reincarnation.
I want to say yes.
Okay. Renee?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That is a real Sonny Chiba movie from 1981. Yes. And I'm going to do one more. Actually, no, we'll have two more, okay? All right, we're going to go with Knights of the Exploding Fist. Knights of the Exploding Fist. Renee, what you got?
Yes.
Okay. Brian?
I'll agree.
Nope. Nope,
Did you make that one too?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, God.
Wow. You've already made it three titles.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it fun? and then the final one. The final one. Let's see. What should I do for the final one? Iron Eagle 3. Aces, Iron Eagle 3.
Yes.
Okay. Renee?
Yes.
Yes. That is an actual movie. It came out in 1992. And it stars Louis Gossett Jr. as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So if you remember Iron Eagle, the original one, this is a sequel to it.
It's like a Top Gun ripoff.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is.
Well, what's funny is that I forget which exact movie it was out of the Iron Eagles, but that's actually what Johnny Lawrence was watching in season one when he gets his laptop and his phone.
Oh, shit, that's right, yeah.
He's watching
yeah.
Iron Eagle.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right.
Stuck in the 80s, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he never got out of the 80s. That's what sucked. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess it's time to get in some new shit. Sad that Sonny Chiba passed away, but...
You know what's crazy about that? He died of COVID. So he might not have fucking died if he didn't get sick.
Yeah.
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 He was 80-something.
He was 82. 82. Very, very, very fucking sad, but it's okay because he's left us with a bazillion fucking movies, so we can watch that whenever the fuck we want. Well, if you could find it online or something, or if you find you know the best sellers at like you know Best Buy or something, like his highest rated movies and shit.
A lot of stuff's on YouTube anyway.
Yeah, it is. All right, so some geek shit. We don't usually talk about sports movies or movies that have to do anything with sports because, of course, you know, we don't necessarily follow all the sports and stuff. But something that I found to be very interesting is that Peacock is actually working on a series for Field of Dreams. And that's interesting to me because, you know, Field of Dreams was actually a good fucking movie. Like, I enjoyed the fuck out of it. And recently, they did the whole Field of Dreams thing in the cornfield somewhere, where the Field of Dreams were. And they did the whole White Sox against the Yankees, I think it was, coming out of the field and all that shit. And it looked pretty dope. So it's interesting that they're gonna do a whole series based on, you know, the Field of Dreams in a way. So it's kind of cool. I'm kind of excited to see what they're gonna do with that.
I actually had a friend that who flew to Iowa just to go see that game.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, just, you know, just like all of us, we're stuck inside because of fucking COVID and
right, all of course,
this bullshit. Mm-hmm. And you know, just like everybody else, 2020 got to him. Mm-hmm. And then you know, he's also fully vaccinated, and he's like one day he was like, "Yeah, I'm headed to Field of Dreams." I'm like, "Wait, what?"
Yeah,
and that's how I found out about it. He's like, "Yeah, I literally flew to Iowa to see this game."
I was like,
"That's dope."
Yeah, it was fucking rad because like I've seen little bits and pieces of it. Of course, you know, I didn't watch the whole game because yeah, it's whatever. But it looked cool the way they did that. Like they had the whole team just coming out because they also had the old school jerseys and stuff. They walked out onto the field through the cornfield and everything. It was pretty cool.
And Kevin Costner actually came out and had a speech.
Oh yeah, that's right, yeah.
Which I thought was dope.
Yeah. And
they're actually gonna do another Field of Dreams game next year, with two other teams.
Oh nice.
Yeah. Because the original stadium, so they built the stadium for the game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because they needed a larger stadium. The set of the stadium from the movie still exists, and when they did the aerial shot of the game, like I don't know, a couple like 100 yards down the corn field or whatever, was the diamond.
Oh, so it wasn't that far from there.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. So I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. Of course, you know, I might not watch it because, of course, it's going to be on Peacock. But most of the things on Peacock, yeah. I don't really watch it anyway. But I do like I said, I do enjoy Field of Dreams, and I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with it.
At least if you do watch it on Peacock, it won't glitch and spiral out of control like WWE Money in the Bank.
Yeah. Yeah. Sad. Hopefully SummerSlam doesn't do that shit again this week.
Yeah. Which is weird that doing SummerSlam on Saturday this year.
Yeah, because they're trying to take from the whole fucking they see that AEW does things on Saturdays instead of doing it on Sundays, and they're like, oh yeah. And AEW sells a bunch of pay-per-views on Saturdays.
They're kind of like, oh, maybe we shouldn't do it on Sunday anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Because people actually want to go to sleep and go to work the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, the fact that they've been doing fucking 3-hour fucking daytime shows, like regular shows, like their pay-per-views are usually like 4 hours long, 5-6 hours long sometimes.
Let us not forget 2 years running of that WrestleMania two night in a row shit.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I remember I was there for the last one.
I know. You were getting to listen to Hulk Hogan get booed out of the arena two nights.
Yeah. Ago. Fucking fantastic.
back to Field of Dreams. I'm a fan of Michael Schur's work, so mm-hmm. I'm sure it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a good. Hopefully they're gonna do a whole modern take, and they'll just take it back to you know,
yeah,
back in the day and shit. So it'll be pretty cool. I'm excited to see it. Then in some actual geek news, some shit that I'm super excited for. Something that we've seen. If you haven't seen, Falcon and Winter Soldier, you're gonna get spoiled the fuck out of it because like. We know that Anthony Mackie pretty much became Captain America at the end of it. Also, there's no more Falcon. It's just Captain America.
Yeah.
Yes. So it is official. It is official that Anthony Mackie will be coming back for Captain America 4 as Captain America.
Yay.
Yeah. It's fucking dope because I'm excited to see what they're going to do with it. Because, of course, we haven't seen much of you know, Cap. This version of Cap in the MCU.
Yeah, they're still talking to Sebastian Stan to get him to come back too.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's what the articles all were mentioning that
he right.
expected to come back to.
Yeah, that should be cool. It would be cool because that's his partner. That's his homie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to see this.
And who's writing the movie?
I don't think they've had. Don't know. Let me see. I don't think they have anybody ready for the writings yet. I think it's though like in the early stages of it all. But I could be completely wrong.
I'm hoping that it's the guy that did the series.
That would be cool.
Because I mean, out of the three live action shows that debuted, Falcon or Captain America and the Winter Soldier was my favorite.
Okay, so what it says is Captain America 4 is being scripted by Falcon, Winter Soldier head writer and creator.
Oh, nice,
Malcolm Spellman. Yes,
good. So he did. Yeah, he's the one that did
alongside staff writer Dallin Muzan. Yeah, so they're all going to be working on it to bring this in. And hopefully, from what they're saying, is they're top secret, possibly, that they may bring in Chris Evans somehow into the fold. So that would be interesting if that happens. Even though he technically is dead already, unless they just start doing a whole bunch of fucking flashbacks and shit. But it's interesting. It's interesting to say the least. Then some next shit that we got. Of course, if you watch the What If series, you see the new Black Panther, or you know, the Star Lord Black Panther. But we've mentioned it on the show before, that they've been talking about getting Ironheart into the MCU. And the news that came out this week is that Ironheart will be making her debut in Wakanda Forever, or Black Panther Wakanda Forever. And that's going to be pretty fucking cool. Because we need a new hero pretty much in this, right? Like, we're not going to be getting, you know, reimagining or a new Black Panther. But I wouldn't mind seeing Riri Williams in this. Same. Yeah.
Yeah, Riri.
Yeah, it's exciting to see, because it's also going to be leading into her solo series on Disney Plus. So it'd be pretty cool to see, you know, a teen genius in this whole series, and see how it pans out with the whole, you know, Wakanda thing, and how is she from Wakanda, or how are they gonna do this, make this all make sense of it all, you know? I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with that. Yeah, I want to see what they're gonna do with the new Black Panther. See what they're gonna do with that, because of course, you know, we're not gonna get, you know, what's his name? What's his name again? I forgot his name.
Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah, Chadwick. You know, we're not gonna get him anymore, so we can't hope on.
Yeah, What If was really good, man.
It was fantastic.
It fucking reminded me of how good an actor that dude was. So
yeah.
Like I just remembered all the stuff before he was Black Panther. So I was like, man, it sucks that he died. Because his T'Challa on the What If is really different than his movie T'Challa. So it was really, really cool, and the guy's going to be missed.
Yeah, definitely.
He already is, but
yeah, absolutely, definitely missed. But we'll see what they're gonna do with one like Wakanda Forever, and how they're gonna introduce, you know, Ironheart and stuff like that. So
yeah, man, I'm excited for it too.
Oh yeah. Then some other shit that came out this week. We know that, you know, HBO is doing a bunch of, you know, DC stuffs. And we know that we recently got the whole fucking the Harley Quinn movie, which technically isn't the Harley Quinn, it's the Birds of Prey or whatever. But there's been talks that they're working on a Black Canary spinoff. And this Black Canary spinoff basically looks like it's going to be all with... hold on a second. got shit playing in my ear. Okay. Yeah, this whole Black Canary thing. It's going to be a spinoff, and it's going to be from the writers of Lovecraft Country, the showrunners for Lovecraft Country. And that's going to be pretty interesting because, of course, you know, Lovecraft Country was a great fucking show.
Yeah, and this guy, I forget her name. She was a Black Canary in the movie. Mm-hmm. And she's in Lovecraft Country.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm excited to see what they're going to do with her in this show because why not? It's fucking dope. Like, it's a great fucking show. It's a great stepping stone for her to be in this show after, you know, seeing Lovecraft Country. Lovecraft Country, if you haven't watched it, is a great fucking show. So definitely give it a shot. To see what hopefully we have something promising for the Black Canary, because we haven't seen anything really from. We have a Black Canary in the Arrowverse,
right?
But this is kind of like a different version of her, you know, in a completely different way. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with that. See how it all pans out. Then some other shit that came out this week. Something that I wasn't expecting because, of course, you know, we recently got Masters of the Universe for next week for Netflix. Turns out they've actually been working on another He-Man thing, which is actually He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, which is a completely different animation style. And even though it does look more childish, it actually looks pretty fucking dope. I'm very excited to see what we're going to do with this.
So hopefully when this comes out, people who are watching this won't find it not worth it and complain. Or
yeah, hopefully people don't complain that it's too left-leaning.
Right.
Yeah. Like, come on, people. It's a fucking cartoon. Yeah, dude. Like, it looks really fucking cool. Like after watching it, it has a lot. It's not your typical. It's not your regular animation style because the Masters of the Universe is regular animation style, but this one is like, you know, the CG animated shit, and it actually looks pretty cool. And from what we saw in the trailer, it's like very bright, very colorful, very seizure inducing. There's a lot of explosions, a lot of colors going everywhere. It looks pretty cool, and I kind of want to see it. I want to see where they're gonna go, and it does seem very youthful as well. So it looks like it's aimed more towards children than the Masters of the Universe that we got recently, which I'm excited to see, you know, the second half of it. So yeah, I want to see what they're gonna do with this one. And compare both of them, because of course, you know, it's gonna happen. What do you think, Brian? Or Renee, what do you think?
I don't really have an opinion, so yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. That's fair.
I didn't watch Masters of the Universe.
Okay.
I'm probably not going to.
Okay, that's fair.
Wait, is Kevin Smith involved in this one too?
No, he's not involved in this one.
I think I'll watch it. All right, cool.
yeah, he's not involved in this. He has nothing to do with this one at all. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. Like, I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with this. Then the next thing that we got, we've been talking about the Eternals for a little bit more than a year, right? And we finally got the final trailer for Eternals. And this one actually looks a lot more promising than what we've seen before.
Yeah, I was actually in, like, the first two trailers, I was kind of like, eh. Yeah. But then I'm watching this third and final trailer. I'm like, okay, I kind of want to see it.
Yeah. It looks really fucking cool.
Yeah, it looks way better than I expected. The Celestial thing looked awesome. That big giant head thing they showed. That looked really cool. Definitely got my interest. I want to see the movie now. I mean, I didn't think they would fuck up with a cast that good and that big. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So it's just nice seeing that the trailer actually, you know, kind of confirmed it. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it looks like what they were waiting on is just like, oh yeah, do they really want to see all these special effects so early?
Plus, like they address, I guess the movie like directly addresses the aftermath of Endgame and what happened mm-hmm. in the 5 years. So should be an interesting look at like a different part of the Marvel Universe, MCU, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. That's the one thing that we're also looking like. How does this fall into everything? Because we don't necessarily know. Like, we didn't know. Like, okay, when does this take place? Is it before? Is it after? Technically, it's all over the place. It's before and after. So, it's kind of cool to see what they're gonna do with this. Because from what we see in the trailer, they kind of point at the fact that, like, you know, oh, something happened. A lot of people got lost, and a lot of people came back, and which kind of leads to something bigger coming down, and we have to face it or whatever. So it looks like the Celestials are coming, and that's gonna be fucking cool. I really like what they did with this trailer. I really like seeing all these characters that we already knew were gonna be in actually doing something other than just standing around.
Yeah,
that's what we saw in the last couple trailers. Just everybody just standing around. Yeah. Not really saying much and not really doing anything other than just standing around. But yeah, it looks pretty cool. I'm excited to see what they're going to do with this. It looks fucking dope. It looks really fucking dope. And then there's actually one more thing that came out this week. And that's something that I didn't put in the notes. But we did see this. And I completely forgot to put it in the notes. But I'm talking about Star Wars Visions. And that shit looks fucking crazy good.
Yeah, man. Like, after What If, I'm like, yo, make movies. Make more animated stuff. This is awesome. Yeah. So,
yeah,
I can't wait for Visionaries.
Yeah, it looks fucking fantastic. The first trailer that I watched was actually, like, all in Japanese. Because for those that don't know and haven't watched it, it's all, you know, it's an animated anthology series in the Star Wars universe. Doesn't necessarily have to go by the movies or couldn't go by anything that has to be based, that has to do with Star Wars. Could be fucking things that aren't canon anymore. It could be things that are just there. But it looks really fucking good. I am super excited to see what they're gonna do with Visions. I'm like, I want it now because that shit looks fucking dope. It looks really fucking good. Like, I wasn't expecting them to go into this because I remember us talking about it a while ago, but I was like, okay, yeah, whatever, another animated Star Wars thing. But this right here, like, this trailer is like, eek, it gave me all the feels and shit. Like, I'm super fucking excited for it. It looks fucking dope. Star Wars is an anime? Yes, please give it to me all day. I'm down for it, dude. Hopefully it's badass, and hopefully you see, you know, a lot of lightsabers chopping people in half and shit. That's what I want to see. Wow. Anything else you guys want to add to the show this week?
As long as they stop making live action movies, Star
Wars, just give us all animations. Just give us all animations.
Animation, I'm good. Yeah. If it's not the Mandalorian, it's not worth it.
Right.
Well, we'll see how the Boba Fett show comes out.
Right, that should be okay. It should be pretty good. I'm still excited for that too. Anything else you guys want to add? Or are we good for the week?
What If was awesome, and yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Also, I guess one thing that I missed earlier was that I got to see Heels this week.
Ah, yes. I watched that too.
Yes. And that's actually a pretty good fucking show. It's Stephen Amell, who we know as Arrow. And he is... It's a whole docu-series... Or not a docu-series. It's a fucking series. It's a dramatical series about wrestling, and it's fucking good.
Yeah, like the writing was really good in the first episode.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with everything. The stunts in it, they all look like fucking regular wrestlers. Dude. They don't look like they're actually taking bumps in the show. Okay. I like where they're going with this, and I want to see what they're gonna do more for. What else they're gonna do with it? So yeah, go check out Heels. And that pretty much wraps it up for this week. Unless you guys had anything else.
I was looking for shit to talk about, but yeah, nah, it's been a slow week.
Yeah, it was a very slow week, but it's okay. Sometimes we have like 2 hour long episodes. Sometimes we just got like a little bit more than an hour, but it's all good, like I said. Go to innercitygeeks.net. We've got a whole bunch of shit. Sometimes we got this show. We have Bride 2J Presents. We have It's Pompin'. We have the ICGPW Slamcast. We also have Good Games, Inner Shady Geeks Turntable, First Watch, the Inner Shady Geeks webcomic. So much fucking shit on innercitygeeks.net. So you go check all that shit out. We also have links to Amazon. You get some cool shit on there. You could also get 1 month free of Amazon Prime if you press that button. Go do that. And then we also have So Sick Clothing Company. We get some pretty cool clothing, like shirts and hats and hoodies and shit like that, all done by geeks for geeks. And at checkout, you can type in ICG10. No. Type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. So that's So Sick, SOESIC, clothing.co. And then type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off. Jesus Christ. Then there's Beard Octane. Get some pretty cool beardly shits on beardoctane.com. And there you can type in ICD10 for 10% off. Then there's CBDMD. Get some pretty cool CBD shit. And it's pretty decent price, so go check that shit out. Then there's Sideshow Collectibles. Go check out Sideshow Collectibles. Got a whole bunch of cool fucking shit there. Yes. It's pretty awesome. Then you can find us on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on motherfucking Spotify. Then you can find us on the socials. Share it all to peoples on the Facey Space, or faceyspace.com/innercitygeeks, on Instagram at innercitygeeks, on Twitter at innercitygeeks. And where can we find you guys? Brian.
Renee, you go first.
Yeah, go.
You can find me at DarthBX on Twitter or Instagram. DarthBX.
Nice. Brian.
You can find me sitting once again in this really uncomfortable chair.
Nice. Are you sliding again?
I'm sliding again. That's why nice. I'm off camera. You can find me on social media at Bri2J on Instagram, Bri_2J on Twitter, Bri2J Presents for if you want to follow the channel, Bri2JPresents.com, and the YouTube channel Bri2J Presents. I got a bunch of shit lined up that I'm gonna record sooner than later, probably like tomorrow.
Nice.
So yeah, finally back at it. I dusted off the station.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yes. And you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitters at Mr. Jackal, MISTRJACKAL. That wraps it all the fuck up. So don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks shall inherit the earth.